All right, so check this out. This one's called My Husband's Story. This was about 2 years before we moved to the house that was featured in my previous post. And as mentioned in my previous post, my husband is a magnet for the paranormal. He's seen things for as long as he can remember and is still freaked out when things happen. Anyway, he had went to an abandoned hospital with a friend, and when they went in, it was broad daylight. Once they were inside the building, my husband kept track of any turns they made so they could make sure they went back the same way. As they were going through, he noticed bullet holes in the walls and bloodstains that looked like people had been dragged down the hallways. They saw things running around in their peripheral vision and had chairs rolling across the floors right in front of them. They even heard things running around. He said it could have been animals, but they never saw a single animal, so who knows? After that, he said things started to feel weird, and then they noticed it had gotten dark outside. But it didn't make sense to him because he felt like they were only there for maybe an hour. So they were ready to leave at that point, and he started following his notes to backtrack to get out, and once they reached what should have been the stairwell for them to leave, it ended up being nothing but a solid wall. He said he knew they were in the right spots because the graffiti on the wall around it was the exact same as it was when he saw it when they first came in. It caused them to panic and they started trying to get out of any door that they could find. They came across a door that had a sign on it that said, "Do not enter, dead inside." It ended up just being the morgue and they had to go through it to find the way out. The only door that he could force his way through was a door leading to the roof. Once they got outside, they had to go across the roof and down into a stairwell of another part of the hospital just to get out. He said it felt almost as if whatever was in there didn't want them to leave. This last part sounds a little crazy, but he swears by it. He said that when they got back to the car, he noticed he had dropped something and went back to look around the window for it. When he got back to the window, there was a little girl standing just inside and threw what he was looking for on the ground in front of him as she was telling him not to come back in. He grabbed it so fast he ended up tripping and actually tore something in his knee, and he still has problems from it to this day. Choose to believe it or not, he goes white as a ghost and starts sweating every time he tells the story. I had asked him to take me to check it out, and he refused to ever step foot back in there again. They had tried to tear it down for years, but every crew that went in would leave and refuse to go back. It wasn't until around 2 years ago that they successfully tore it down, and now it sits in piles with the parking garage still standing. If you made it this far, thank you for reading. I know it's long, but I wanted to get as many details in it as possible. And to add, coincidentally, he said the chapel felt the worst and the cremation chamber was the most peaceful. How odd. Trying to understand my first-hand interaction with what I think could be the occult. I've always believed in spirituality and supernatural existence, but I've never had such a direct and validating first-hand experience with it. In July of 2023, I was single and active on social media, dating apps, and stuff like that. I have an abundant mindset in dating, so I was messaging as many girls as possible while I was single and looking to mingle. I had a false and idiotic sense of safety, apparently. I added a girl that I had found on Tinder or something, but had never met in person on Snapchat, a normal occurrence during that time, unfortunately. Instantly, I watched her story and it was full of witchcraft, fortune-telling, and other stuff along those lines. Before I could even finish viewing the stories, I got a message that said, "Who's this?" Which is, of course, understandable. And before I had time to respond, the person, in under a minute of adding me, blurted out my grandmother's full name and address, her dog's name, my mom's legal name, my childhood address, my current address, and potentially other details that I had forgotten. They basically threatened me to leave them alone and that they knew all this because one of their minions follows me. Of course, someone could find these things if they had enough information, time, and a bizarre desire for personal details. But we're talking 20 to 30 seconds here. It was so fast, in fact, that I don't even think it could have normally been typed up as fast as it was sent. It was as if it was copied and pasted. This shook me up enough to block them instantly and go through my followers and block any minion-type people. My family, including myself, had fallen upon some bad fortune since then, and I can't shake the slight paranoia that perhaps this person had cast something onto us. If you have any insight, thoughts, or questions on this, please comment, as I want a better understanding of what I experienced. My grandpa most likely had a demon stuck to him. When I was a kid, I lived in an old run-down farmhouse and had experienced so many strange as well as scary encounters, I could make a whole post about them. But I was laying in bed, thinking about a time where I was physically attacked by one and how that's even possible. This takes place in a house in the city, not the farmhouse. I was a lot older, around 16, and I lived with my grandparents' house with my dad. There's some backstory on my grandparents that is needed. My grandpa and grandma were super, super religious, and my grandpa would talk about his childhood to me. He said his parents were religious and he hated it. He rebelled severely and dabbled into satanic stuff. Through his teens, he experienced items being thrown with intense force at him, his bed violently shaking, and just straight-up torment from what he said were demons. He said he found God through all of that because a light that he called a guardian angel saved him from the terrors that he experienced. Anyway, back to when I lived with him. It wasn't the same house that he experienced that, and they had crosses over every doorframe and tons of religious stuff around the house for protection. A side thing that I experienced in this house to set the feeling that something wasn't right is that one day my dad randomly walks into my room, really annoyed, and says, "What?" I was so confused and I asked what he meant. He said I called him and then wasn't responding when he said what the first time, so he came in. I was watching YouTube with my headphones, so my room was dead silent, and when I kept persisting that I didn't, he looked so pale and so scared. He said 100% that he heard my voice call out to him. This happened 3 times in that house in different locations to different family members. We would hear a mimic, essentially, which is terrifying. So, about the physical incident. It was around Halloween, and I remember it so clearly. I was standing in the doorway of the kitchen and talking to my grandma, who was cutting some apples. We were talking about how candy apples are unsafe for trick-or-treating treats because of the razor blades, when all of a sudden, I feel a super hard shove on my left shoulder, hard enough to throw my body forward and off balance. I was petrified, to be honest. I looked behind me and no one was there. I tried to convince myself that maybe the hood on my hoodie fell and I just overreacted. I looked at my grandma and she was just staring at me. I asked her, "Did you not just see me get pushed like there was someone behind me?" And she just continues staring while saying nothing and then turned away and continued cutting apples. She had such a blank expression. I feel like she knows what happened, but ignored it as a way to cope because maybe this happens a lot. Thinking back, maybe it was pushing me out from under the cross. I don't know, but I think that was the most horrifying encounter I ever had, because although all of my other experiences were scary and caused my body to react when I hear ghost stories, this was the only encounter that I had, and I'm so glad that I moved out as quickly as I did. Grandpa definitely had demons that never left from when he was a kid. Real incident that I experienced when I was 10 years old. I'm from Asia and have a deep fascination with the supernatural. I've been reading ghost stories posted in this community for quite some time now, and I've enjoyed a lot of them. However, today I'd like to share an incident that happened with me when I was 10 years old. English is not my first language, so I apologize for any grammatical errors in advance, but here is what happened. This incident took place when I was 10. This was in 2001, and I was living with my maternal uncle and his wife, as my school at the time was just 5 minutes away from their home. My uncle's wife had given birth to their second child, and another one of my aunts had decided to stay with us to help my uncle and aunt manage things. We used to sleep in the same room, as there were three beds in the room arranged in a U-shape. My aunt and her newborn child used to sleep in one bed. My other aunt and the first child used to sleep on the second bed, and me and my uncle would sleep on the third one. One night, my uncle woke me up and he looked pretty excited. I was still half asleep and I didn't understand what was happening. He said that I needed to get up quickly as someone was here to meet me. I thought it was already morning and that my parents had come to see me, and I got excited and sat up pretty quickly, and what I saw completely puzzled me. Both my aunts were sitting together on the bed opposite of mine, and my uncle went to join them and sat next to my aunts. As soon as I got up, there was a girl standing in front of them. She looked like she was 16 or 17 years old, and she was smiling at me. She started walking towards me. This scared me, and I jumped and stood over my bed. She tried to climb over the bed, but I pushed her and she fell down. She got up, looked at me, and started trying to get on the bed again, and I pushed her back again. This happened for a third time too, and I got really scared. The fact that my uncle and aunts were watching all this quietly freaked me out. When she got up the fourth time, I closed my eyes and joined my hands in prayer and started praying out loud. After a few moments of praying, I felt someone's hand on my shoulder, and for a moment, I thought that girl caught me, but when I opened my eyes, it was my uncle. He asked me why I was standing on my bed and praying out loud so loudly in the middle of the night. They assumed that I was sleep talking, but I explained to them that I wasn't, and I told them the whole incident. They comforted me and tried to make me go back to bed and fall asleep, but the fear of what just happened prevented me from going back to sleep that night. At that time, they convinced me it was just a bad dream, but when we talk about the incident now, they admit that they all believe in the supernatural, and what I saw that night could be 100% real. I know that there's little scientific proof that spirits exist, but I truly believe that I wasn't dreaming that day, and whatever I saw was real. First time sharing my experience. I had a weird situation once. I was around 16 or 17 years old, and one day, I had heard that an old man nearby neighborhood had died. I wasn't really sure who exactly it was. because in the same building there were three other people in the same age that were living there. But the descriptions were leading me to one of them. The next day, while they were getting ready for the funeral, I pass outside the building as I was returning from coffee with my friends, and I see the old man that my friends had described to me outside the building, sitting in his usual position, smoking his pipe and staring at the road as I pass. I was creeped out a little bit. I didn't talk to him, and I moved on, thinking that clearly he must not have been the one that I thought had died. Apparently, 10 years have passed, and I never saw that old man sitting in his usual spot, smoking his pipe. I tried to talk to my friends about this, but no one actually believes me. I try from people who knew him to describe him, and all the information that I get points out to the man that I saw that day. Was it a coincidence? Was it someone that looked like him? I guess I'll never know. But the evidence and the descriptions so far points out that I had one of the weirdest encounters ever. Man in a suit carrying chains. This is my brother's experience, and he's told me the story numerous times before, and it sounded pretty cool, so I thought I'd share here. My brother lived in one of my grandmother's abandoned houses when he was only 16. He liked the sense of independent living. Many strange things occurred in the house before, but on one particular night, it got insane. My brother explained that he was sitting on his bed, relaxing, playing his game, when his dog started growling and foaming at the mouth while looking at the screen door to the backyard. He then tried to calm him, but nothing would work. He got a feeling that something wasn't right and decided to check it out for himself. He went into the backyard and saw what he described as a tall man in a suit standing in the beat-up shed across the yard. He heard chains rattling, although we had no chains in the yard. He immediately ran back into the house and locked the door. His dog calmed down a bit, and an hour later, his TV shut off randomly, so he got up to turn it back on, only for it to shut off again. His dog started growling once more. He then heard my grandmother call his name from the living room. But the problem is, my grandmother wasn't there. He left his room to check the back window once more, and when he did, the man was standing right in front of him. He then left the house and started walking towards the back of the road, which is a woodsy area. He said he heard a voice say, "Yeah, go that way." So he turned around to go the opposite way. As he was walking toward the street, he heard the voice again. "Yeah, go that way." And he stopped in his tracks to call my mother to come over and pick him up. He stood under a neighbor's magnolia tree and said that's the only place that he felt any peace from the eeriness. My mother arrived and she didn't believe him. She brought over some laundry to dry because our dryer had been broken during this time, and my brother refused to go back inside the house, and he stayed in her car. He told me about it while we were in the car, and the next thing you know, she was running back out to us in the car. When he asked what was wrong, she told him that she heard chains coming from the attic. She didn't think anything of it at first until she heard my grandmother call her name from the living room. And when she walked into the living room, she heard a little girl say, "Help me." Then she said, "Him." As they were riding back to my mother's house, they both felt uneasy. My mom said she was constantly watching the back seat and felt as if someone might have been following them home. Later that night, and I also witnessed this too, there was a slender, dark figure resembling a female squatting on top of our fridge. We all left and ran back to our rooms. My brother slept in my other brother's room with him, and my other brother woke up seeing someone scratching on the corner of his room. When he got up to turn on the lights, no one was there, but the scratch marks remained. Whatever it was followed us home, and we've never seen or encountered anything like this since that night. Who was singing? About 2 years ago, when I was 24, and my best friend, then 23, and I were at her parents' duplex, located just a street away from my own parents' house. We often spent our free time there, whether after work, school, or on the weekends. Her bedroom was on the top floor. One evening, we were expecting her 14-year-old brother to return from school by 6:15 p.m., and it was only 6 p.m., so we knew he couldn't have arrived home just yet. Surprisingly, we heard what sounded like him entering the lower apartment, opening the door, and started to sing, which was something he normally did anyway. Despite calling out to him multiple times, he kept singing without responding to us. Feeling a bit annoyed, as we had wanted him to run to the nearby store for some food, we initially brushed it off with laughter, intending to tease him later for ignoring us. A bit of context about the lower apartment. It consisted of a kitchen, a bathroom, one large living room, and one small living room, and the bedrooms of her parents and her brother. I've always found the area near the kitchen and the larger living room to be, I don't know, unsettling. It felt perpetually dark, regardless of how many windows were open or how many people were present. I rarely ventured into that part of the house, as it never felt right to me, even for something as simple as praying. Returning to the incident, just a few minutes before we planned to go downstairs, the intercom rang. Assuming it was her brother, still engrossed in his singing, we called for him to answer it. Receiving no response, we went down ourselves, only to find that nobody was there. It turned out that her brother, who we thought had been the one home singing, was actually the one who rang the intercom. He had just returned from school at around 6:12 p.m., which made sense considering he had stopped to chat with friends, and the keys that he mentioned were left inside, which I verified. My friend, preferring not to dwell on the particular experience, given her residency in the home, initially avoided discussing it any further. However, we eventually had to acknowledge it. It was an experience that we both shared, making it impossible to simply dismiss as a hallucination, lasting for about 10 minutes. Yet, we found ourselves unable to fully explain it. Did anyone ever play this game? I was a 90s kid, so before cell phones and exploring the dangers of the World Wide Web, during sleepovers, we would play scary games to freak each other out. I remember being invited to a friend's birthday sleepover one night when I was in the third grade. Me and a group of other girls from our class sat in her living room in a circle with two girls in the middle. One girl would sit with her legs crossed, hands over her tightly shut eyes, and the other girl would sit behind her, repeating a story. The rule was that the room had to be mostly dark and that it had to be late at night if this was going to work. As the storyteller told a story about you being lost in the woods and coming into contact with a man, from what I remember was probably a priest in the story, it's been a while. They would trace out the directions that you took, trying to find your way out of the forest. And by the way, we lived in a heavily Catholic St. Louis, where there were very dense areas of foliage, so it was real to us. At the end of the story, the priest turns out to be a bad dude, and he stabs you in the back. You were supposed to be able to then lift the back of the victim's shirt to see scar marks from where you had been stabbed. This night, I was the storyteller, one of the sweetest girls in our class was the victim, and I remember going through the whole story and drawing out all the directions on her back. I was a nail biter, and still am to this day, so I know it wasn't me that did this to her. But as soon as I finished, we lifted the back of her shirt, and at first, we didn't see anything. And then another girl yelled, "Oh my God, look at her shoulder!" Starting at her left shoulder blade and slowly appearing diagonally down her back was a long red line, like a scratch. And then another across the bottom of her back and one down the middle. I can't explain how this happened. I just know that we all saw it. We all freaked out, and one girl was so afraid, she called her mom to come get her, and she left in near hysterics. We never spoke about what happened that night again, and as far as I know, the victim, her name was Emma, wasn't affected any further, and the next morning when we checked her back again, the marks were gone. But it's something that I have never forgotten, and I think about from time to time. So, did anyone else ever play this game as a kid and have a similar experience? Any advice? I've had a suspicion that something paranormal is attached to my mom. This feeling dates back to my middle school years, and despite living separately now, I'm 23 and live on my own, my mom continues to experience strange occurrences. For instance, around the age of 11, while living in a condo with just my mom, our bedrooms were connected by a bathroom in a Jack and Jill style. Frequently, in the middle of the night, I'd hear the sound of my mom's flat iron cord hitting the bathroom cabinets. It's a sound I recognized from her morning routine. Additionally, she reported hearing scratching noises on the walls of her bedroom. I moved in with my dad from the ages of 12 to 17 and didn't encounter anything unusual, and I'm not sure if my mom had any experiences during that time living alone. Upon moving back with her at 17, in a new condo shared with her then-husband, who worked night shifts, I encountered several unexplainable events. An old VCR player in my room would turn on and rewind by itself, despite being unplugged. One night, as I was nearly asleep, I felt what seemed like a hand slapping my cheek lightly two times. My small dog would occasionally growl at something invisible, and when I wasn't home, my mom and stepdad would hear voices coming from my room. My mom also experienced hearing a man's voice greeting her at night and feeling a presence sitting on her bed, even causing it to dip, as well as feeling the end of her bed being lifted and shaken when she was alone. After moving out at 19 with my boyfriend, who is now my husband, I haven't experienced anything similar. However, my mom, living in a different place with her current boyfriend, continues to witness, let's call them odd occurrences. Her boyfriend once saw two bare footprints appear in a freshly mopped floor while home alone, despite always wearing shoes indoors. My three-year-old sister once pointed and laughed at something unseen over my mom's shoulder. Additionally, her boyfriend woke up feeling scratched on his back, finding red scratch marks the next morning, even though my mom was sleeping away facing from him. There are more incidents, but these stand out to me the most. I've heard that discussing paranormal activity can intensify it, yet these persistent events, always around my mom, suggest that something is attached to her. I'm unsure how to address or resolve the issue. Any thoughts? I did a little rambly, you know, talking outro a few episodes back, and some of you let me know how much you liked it, and Some of you let me know how much you didn't like it, but thank you, by the way. It was, overwhelmingly positive, so I think I might just do a quick one here just to kind of say thanks and wrap up the episode. Thank you for listening to these stories. I think the schedule that I'm trying to stick to, at least on the podcast side, is a glitch video every Sunday, and then either like a ghost or general scary story episode every Wednesday or Thursday, just depending on when I can sit down and make it happen. That's kind of what I'm going to shoot for going forward. So on the podcast side, it's going to be two episodes a week. They'll both be close to 30 minutes. I hope you like that. I hope you dig it. There was one line in the last story that I read that really that I can relate to. I guess one of the girls' boyfriends always wears shoes in the house, which is, I don't know about you, but I'm never barefoot. I guess the only time that I am barefoot is when I'm in the shower. And I don't want this to sound weird, but the last things that come off are the socks. And the first things that come back on after the shower are the socks. I don't know what it is. I don't have like a feet thing, good or bad. It's just, I just prefer it for myself to always put my dogs away. All right. I know that was weird. I didn't mean for it to be. But thank you. Thank you for making it this far. Leave a review. 5-star written review if you like to. Blah, blah, blah. Love you. See you soon. Bye.